Zondervan presents Miracle in the Mine, One Man's Story of Strength and Survival in the Chilean Mines by Jose Enriquez. Read by Blas Kisich. To the glory and honor of our Lord Jesus Christ. Chapter 1. The Miracles Unfold. Beginning at midnight on Wednesday, October 13, 2010, the entire world witnessed a rescue unlike anything ever seen before. The unprecedented operation to rescue 33 miners who had been trapped for nearly 70 days was expected to take about 48 hours. More than 300 million television viewers attentively watched every move made by the rescue team. Those of us trapped in the depths of the San Jose mine also watched every detail eagerly. Our lives depended on this rescue, and nothing was certain. Nothing had been certain since the moment the mine collapsed on Thursday, August 5, 2010. We felt the earth shake when that terrible event confined 33 of us inside a chasm 2,300 feet underground. Rescue workers began searching for survivors the following day. But on August 7, only a day and a half after the first collapse, a second collapse occurred while rescuers were trying to enter through the mine's ventilation shaft. At the top of the mine, the situation was desperate. A wall of debris almost a half mile thick blocked the entrance. To continue the rescue effort, it became necessary to bring heavy machinery to the mine, which was located about 18 and a half miles northeast of the city of Copiapó in Chile. Below the surface, the situation was even more desperate. We were not found alive until Sunday, August 22nd, 17 days after the initial collapse. The confirmation of our survival was only the beginning of an epic struggle for our families, the rescue workers, our nation, and all of those hoping for our...